Welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Woo! Podcast Hour. My name is Joe. Joining me tonight is Mike. Mike, how are you doing?
Feeling great, man.
You're doing great?
Yeah.
Do you have any rants about beer tonight?
We'll get to that later.
I like how in the pre-show you're hooting and hollering and now you're just complete monotone.
Maybe I should verify this whole thing. Let me see what this beer's about here. All right, keep going. Hey, Sean. Hey, Nick.
Yeah, Nick. Also joining us is Nick. Nick, how you doing?
I'm waiting for an indicator light to let me know that I can talk on the podcast because, you know, indicator lights are the coolest things ever made, y'all.
They're better than Transformers the Ride.
Look at this guy.
And Sean. Sean, how you doing?
Good. Doing good.
All right, it's been confirmed. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, somehow... That is a woodchuck cider.
Yeah.
All right. You know what really grinds my gears?
Well, no, I got a question. According to the show notes, Brian's with us. Is he here?
Oh. I didn't update the intro. Sorry. There we go.
All right, podcast audience. If you ordered a beer called Hopsation, what would you think it tastes like? You would think it tastes like hops. An IPA, perhaps. Very hoppy. Heck, you'd be incorrect. It is a cider made by Woodchuck Cidery. This is why we can't have nice things. This is a bad precedent to set. You can name your beer any stupid chick cidery thing. Let's be consistent. If you have Hopsation, it should be hoppy. It should be a delicious beer, not a cider. End rant.
If you wanted a cider, you would have gotten something that's a cider.
Yeah.
Like Original Sin, one of my favorite ciders. Because of the apple, you get it? Anyway, whatever.
Ah,
Bible stuff, I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy Lamb was last week, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, we skipped last week, so we need to catch up on that.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What were some of those menu items?
It was like chicken
loaves and chicken.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Oh, yes, they did.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Oh, I think my favorite was, Garden of Eden. Yeah, that's a restaurant.
Man, they must have had some old Imagineers working there.
And that's what I said. They got those Cars Land Imagineers working there.
All right, so, yeah, I think everybody out there knows that, you know, I'm the one, I believe in Jesus and all this stuff. So a group of my friends from church, we're actually talking about taking a trip down to the Holy Land. So this is going to be fun if this actually happens.
If this happens, I want everyone on. So I found a Holy Land menu online. And
Deb Wills.
At the Holy Land Experience.
Deb Wills has that.
No, not Deb Wills. It's at holylandexperience.com.
AllEars.net.
That's another reason
Holy
to have
Land.
Her on the show, Joe.
There's a loaves and chicken grilled wrap. Garden of Eden.
Shouldn't it
chicken
be loaves
salad.
And fish?
No one eats fish. They got to think of the children. Nick.
Jesus
Come on,
did.
Carlos, don't be chicken.
Loaves and chicken.
Well, Jesus
dinner.
Died 2,000 years ago, so.
Loaves and chicken dinner.
There's greatest theme park IP of all time.
There's the Samson foot-long hot dog.
What?
The Elijah flatbread.
It's almost as like it's like medieval times with like the dragon blood soup, which is, you know, just like the tomato soup. It's
Okay, Nick, are you sitting down for this one?
I'm sitting down.
Okay, this is one of their drink options: is the land of milk, parentheses no honey, in white or chocolate.
I don't even... What?
It's like
my, I found the best one. For $7, you can get the My Cup Overflows refillable souvenir cup.
Okay. I want this blasphemy.
Oh, life is grand.
Oh, okay. We do expect a full trip report, though, Nick, when you come back. Okay?
If it happens, I will let you know, and I will definitely be talking about it, I'm sure, because I can't wait to try the land of milk with no honey.
Land of milk, parentheses,
I wonder
no
if it
honey.
Comes in a souvenir mug.
No, that's the cup runneth over souvenir
is
mug.
Is it a chalice?
Is it the Holy Grail?
Yes. Okay. It's
Could
the
I
Holy
Grail.
Grail.
Is Indiana Jones there?
It's going to DAK, bro.
Yeah, that's going.
Oh,
to
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's going
confirmed.
To Animal Kingdom. Come on, jeez. So, Potter's this weekend. That Potter thingy, Mabobber.
Fad.
Yeah, the Holy Harry Potter.
Fad.
Yeah, that happened.
What's going on with that? Like, I haven't even really been following it. I feel like I'm a bad fan.
Well, I came home and I got Chipotle and I booted it up on my computer to watch the intro, and immediately they started off with the frog choir and whatever the other thing is from Hogsmeade, and I'm like, oh.
So they went with the quality stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, nope, don't need this. So I just kind of muted it, and it was this weird, awkward thing where like the same guy who did the introductions for Diagon Alley grew a beard and had a fedora. And I'm totally serious, and he just like introduced everyone, so it's like, from Pottermore, the guy who drew the new book illustrations, someone from the WB Harry Potter tour in London, you know, that kind of thing. And then everyone
by the way,
yeah,
the studio tour in London is getting Hogwarts Express and Platform 9 3/4,
the original train. And but I don't think 9 3/4 is going to be like the effect, like it is in Orlando. It's just going to be like what they have in the
it's
actual King's Cross.
Yeah, it's a set.
Well, no, it's just going to have like that setup where it's the half inside and outside the thing. It's not going to be the effect. And then they did interviews with all the cast except for Robbie Coltrane, because unfortunately he's sick. So, yeah, there you go.
It's not the Harry Potter celebration without you, Hagrid.
Yeah. Okay, another show title.
That's it.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Oh, God.
I'm writing that one down. And then, what else was there? There was the tour. They walked through Gringotts with, what's his face? Sean?
Yeah. Alan Gilmore.
We tried
Ooh,
to
that
get,
guy.
We tried to get him to sneak some stuff about Ministry of Magic, but that didn't work.
Well, apparently someone asked him.
Meg said
his answer was, there have been many discussions.
Oh,
that
boy.
Sly old dog.
Ministry of Mergic.
Oh,
Ministry of Magic.
I think Ministry of Magic works better.
Yeah.
We all know it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know, Sean. This is probably their last one. They just can't afford anything after the huge failure Diagon Alley was. I'm surprised Kong's being built with how much of its budget's been slashed.
And all those cuts.
All the cuts.
not even screens.
They went... Yeah, they went up to the local Goodwill and just found all the CRT
old vacuum tube.
Yeah,
no, they kept the ones from Murder, She Wrote building.
Angela Lansbury's burnt into all the televisions.
Do you remember those pictures though when they were like demolishing that and there were all those huge old tube TVs in there?
No, I do not remember that at all. That's amazing.
They're sitting there forever.
So. I don't know if there's really much else going with Potter. I mean, you can get photos with your houses. There's some
looks like a fun event.
Hey,
it looks
Shutter
cool.
Buttons is now open.
That's been open.
They sent out that tweet the other day saying Shutter Buttons now open.
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please,
oh my God.
Please, someone come here. You know, I would spend money at Shutter Buttons if it wasn't like $1 billion. If it wasn't like all itself as much as a Disney Vacation like photo CD.
Yeah, Memory Maker.
Yeah, the Memory Maker. Because like 80 or 90 bucks just for the video, like for the four minute video or whatever.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. What?
I wouldn't do it.
I think the only interesting thing that came out is like you can only do the Sorting Hat if it's a. If you're in a package, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it changed this year, which is a little weird. So a bunch of Disney fans were like, "Whoa, ho, ho, you're making fun of dessert parties, but now the Sorting Hat's an upsell." Oh, ho, so whatever.
Because it's something that happens one weekend, and there's 5 billion people there for it.
Yeah, yeah, as opposed to the dessert party where it's every night.
Hey, don't be hating on the desserts.
Desserts
are want for a everyone. Cupcake?
Yeah.
Not every day you get a poster for, you know, desserts. Come on.
We're getting to the cupcakes later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. let me add that to the show notes.
Add that to the show notes. There we go. So that's Potter Weekend. I don't know if there's much else.
No, there's not.
Yeah, it's just a cool event. I want to go. I should have gone.
It's Star Wars weekends for Harry Potter.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Which is fine. It is what it is.
And last year was the debut of Warm Butterbeer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
The truly from the land of milk and honey.
Yes. Awesome. So, Sean, you just came back from your trip in Orlando last weekend. You were there for a little while. Do you kind of want to give a little surprise trip report?
Yeah, sure.
Kind of what happened and all that stuff, because we've teased it enough online.
I was there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I was supposed to be there until Tuesday, but this stupid-ass fake blizzard made me come back on Monday.
Stop again.
Yeah. So Friday, we didn't get there till late, and we got our car, and we flew into Tampa because it was super cheap. Got our car, we stayed at the Wyndham in downtown Disney.
Ooh, fancy.
I mean, it's a pretty nice hotel. I got a room for super cheap that included a Disney view, which was cool because we could watch Illuminations from our room.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wait, why is that cool?
Oh, shut up.
The lasers. It's the lasers,
Mike. Oh, okay.
Mike.
I got you. Now I understand.
Could not see the lasers from there. I did see the lasers as we were driving by it on Friday night.
Dude, I see those lasers from New Orleans. What are you talking about? Greatest
lasers
ever.
The most powerful lasers ever.
Baloo is less amazed by lasers than Disney fans are.
Ooh.
Ooh. Anyway.
Ooh, that hurt.
So, yeah, we stayed at the Wyndham at Downtown Disney, which was like right across the street from the Marketplace, which was convenient because we didn't.
Did you do Rainforest Cafe?
No, we went to Earl on Friday night. And like Wyndham's literally like right across the street from Earl, which is nice because we didn't have to deal with the traffic or the parking nightmare.
So you didn't go in the parking garage?
No. We drove by it. It's humongous. It's kind of obnoxious. Lights. Oh, yeah, I know. That's one thing. They're really big, and I don't think it's a problem down in West Side or PI because those buildings are tall and will block it, but I'm really worried how ugly it's going to look. I mean, not worried, but it could look really ugly at West Side or Marketplace. Like, that thing could loom over that area, which is, like, the only nice area of Downtown Disney. But whatever. They have already destroyed that area, so who cares? Something that Mike's friend Jason71 was talking about on Twitter that I saw, and on Magic that I saw. I was there on Friday, you know, obviously random Friday in January. Downtown Disney was packed, and there was no one in any of the restaurants except for Rainforest Cafe and T-Rex. He brought this up. I'll bring it up. I don't know how they're going to keep a huge Morimoto and STK or stay, I don't know how you say it, alive. Because I'm not sure it's the, you know, crowd that's going to Downtown Disney that wants to go to those places. So I don't know. I feel like they might be overplaying their hand on all the dining, but we'll see.
Wait and see, trademark.
Yeah.
Don't they have like a aquarium one for like the Rainforest Cafe and T-Rex?
That was a rumor. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean they do have Landry's they have like a concept like that, but I don't think that's coming to Disney Springs. There was a rumor that was going to come to I think like Hyperion Wharf or whatever, but
Oh wow.
Yeah. I forgot about Hyperion
Wharf. You know, I was kind of surprised the other day to see how far along some of these things are, because, like, I really just don't even care.
Well, yeah.
It's just like, wow.
MRA wow. Fedora shop opened today.
Fedora shop?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see that?
No.
It's called Chaps Hats or something.
It sells hats, really?
Yeah. Hold on.
Is this a Disney store? Like, is this a Disney hat store?
No, this is one of the... You know, the Disney Springs stores, not Disney stores. One of the, you know,
they're outside tenants that they brought in.
Yeah, one of those huge tenants that they brought in.
Let's talk about about Disney Springs right now, shall we? Chapel
Are
hats.
We already?
Well, actually,
yeah, that's it.
Mike, you wanted to talk about Disney Springs a little bit, and I had some stuff to bring up. Too, so yeah, Chapel Hats and then Apex by Sunglass Hut.
Yeah. But it's funny the apathy of the Disney fan community that you don't even see, like, all of a sudden Boathouse is almost about to open and you're just finally seeing pictures of it and it's like, oh, that's a thing.
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe I just don't follow the right people, but I feel like I follow a pretty wide range of Disney fans, and like the progress on the Boathouse really surprised me. And I was like, wow, okay, things are actually happening.
Yeah.
Not that I care, but they're there.
So about those parking garages, that available space sensor system, we've had for the past...
I think that's cool.
We've had it for the past 5 years in Cleveland.
Okay, well, in the international airport. Fancy Midwesterner, but we don't have that stuff down here, so it is kind of cool.
We had it for a decade.
According to people on Twitter, Orlando's had it forever.
There's plenty... The fact that this is some sort of new major development is beyond.
I think it's cool. I'm sorry.
It is cool. You're right. It is cool. But why is it its own post on all these websites with people talking up about how this is such a great
Joe, because
thing.
They don't have anything else to talk about.
Exactly. Yeah.
What the hell else do they have to talk about, really?
Exactly. If the walkway opened between Cabana Bay and the parks at Disney, that would be a 5-month daily picture update with 20 walkthrough videos the day it opened. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Back in my day, they had a gate and it said full, and we didn't go in. And if it didn't, we drove through and parked in an empty spot. But that's just me.
Yeah, you older. You old fart.
But, Marketplace.
How about all that life that Twitter post got about that? The Springs Water graphic art.
Oh, yeah.
What?
And I was like, oh, and the guy was like, I'm so excited about this. And I'm like, why? And then I looked at his profile, and he's the graphic artist from WDI.
What is this?
They were painted bricks on the bricks, like Springs Water Company or something stupid. Like, I could do it, and I'm just some two-bit attorney. But
so like the fake ads? Like in Diagon Alley? Type
it,
thing?
And he's like, this makes me so happy. And everybody's like retweeting it, like yay! Like, so I do the quote thing where you like put something in front of it. And I'm like, why? I never got a response. But I clicked on his profile. He's a graphic artist from WDI, so apparently he's the guy who painted it. He's really proud of it. But I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm an asshole, but you know, I mean, seriously.
But we know that
I could paint it. I could do this. I could do that. Let me do it. I could do it.
He probably gets
graphic. I bet you could do it for like $3 million cheaper, Mike.
Yeah, and compared to the graphic art in Diagon Alley, like, okay, come on, guy.
Like, but come on. Here's the thing, Mike. Could you waste 2 years and about $25 million to do it?
No.
Because if you can do that, then WDI has a job for you.
I get out there tomorrow with my craft paint and a small brush and do it. Quick. And to spec. How about that? Boom.
Marketplace co-op is cool.
Bummer.
Except for the sports store. The sports store is super lame.
I like the stuff the sports store has, but I do agree with you. It's too generic. It's like it's that whole entire new vintage sports fad. Like Homage is one of the places in Ohio that has a bunch of stuff like this, where it's just like old school logos. And I think that's cool, but there's no Disney tie-in and there's nothing unique about it that you can't get anywhere else.
Hold up, bros. Let me explain this to you. The people who are choosing the stores for these for this thing and designing these stores do not care about sports.
Oh, yeah.
They barely care about sports.
All right.
So what? This is like a store that like carries like the old Falcon before they added the red to it, and the Atlanta Falcons logo, or like the Patriot. No,
it's like
squatted over.
It's all college stuff.
Yeah. No, there's really? Some baseball. I thought when I was there was
all
baseball.
I saw was college stuff.
It may switch around. So I'm not.
But
really
sure. Let me guess. It's like all Power Five conferences, right? And that's
yeah.
It.
No, it's not even that. It's like USC, Texas, LSU, Alabama, Notre Dame. That's like it.
And
what?
Ohio State.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The Ohio State.
Yeah. The University of Dayton.
Fuck that. The fuck it.
So it's
like the SEC and the five that ESPN shoves down your throat.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
So there's a really random story that I had though. Is I was
go Tigers.
I was at an event with just a bunch of Ohio State people, and they all stood up and said the Ohio State University. And I already had like four or five glasses of wine in me, so I stood up and said I was from the University of Dayton, and just sat down. And everyone just looked at me with like the biggest stink eye, and I was so happy. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Oh, Joe, you rebel, you.
I know. Oh, Mike.
Our guy who plays for the Dallas Cowboys. Are y'all there?
Yeah.
Y'all lose y'all?
Yeah, we're here.
Anyway, he was introed after Ohio State guy, like at the start of like two seasons ago. So that guy said the Ohio State University. Then he goes, the Georgia Southern University. Oh, Monday Night Football. It was great.
But the best part of the Marketplace co-op is the centerpiece store with, you know, the actual Disney merch. Mm-hmm. But it's cool.
What about
that's about it.
I mean, they have the glasses. They not the glasses. They have the cases segment.
Yeah, I didn't even go in that part.
Mike, is that your phone?
No, what? It's me.
Oh, it's you? Okay.
Yeah.
We can hear it totally.
Oh, well.
good to know. And then they also have the Adventureland kind of stuff there, like the
right,
which seems cool.
Well, that's in the centerpiece area.
Yeah. So what else was? How else was your trip outside of Disney Springs? Because I think we spent enough time on
good.
Disney Springs.
Good. Then Saturday we went around some Disney resorts. Like we went to Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Great resort. Love that resort.
Yeah, I like it more, but I still don't love it. I like the Savannah and, like, the things in it. Like, the restaurants are really good, but I'm just not a huge fan of the resort overall.
I find it very hard to navigate.
Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah.
It's not very intuitive.
It's not.
My problem is it doesn't have, like, a very big, like, common area that is, like, the Wilderness Lodge or Polynesian.
What?
Well, it just seems like there's just the main lobby, and then there's just the restaurant area.
Oh, y'all are haters. That's all
I'm not. I love haters. Animal Kingdom Lodge. I've stayed there. I go to Jiko all the time. I mean, I'm just saying.
It has just as many little pockets around it as Wilderness Lodge for you to sit back in a chair and chill.
Three out of four don't lie, Nick.
Yeah, but Nick, it's also in the middle of fucking nowhere.
That's the only problem I have.
The
with
closest
it
part to it is Animal Kingdom. So there you go.
Well, it's Animal Kingdom Lodge. If it was by Epcot called Animal Kingdom Lodge, that would be stupid. So, I mean.
We went to Fort Wilderness. Actually, before that, we went on a multi-layered Walt Disney World transportation trip. So we took a bus from Animal Kingdom Lodge to Epcot, got on the monorail, took the monorail from Epcot to TTC, took the monorail from TTC to Magic Kingdom, then took the ferry boat from Magic Kingdom to Fort Wilderness.
Whoop, whoop.
Because obviously. Also,
yes.
the ferry boat from Magic Kingdom to Fort Wilderness is like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And I got to ride one of the Discovery River boats on that
road. Oh, yeah.
I've never been on one of them before. They are slow as hell. They are so slow.
Yeah. That's why the attraction was so bad, besides not seeing it.
It was so bad. I remember that attraction.
So we walked around there and like Tri-Circle D and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be a real shame when they ruin that area with DVC. And then we went to Boardwalk and Yacht and Beach because we ate at Beaches and Cream. And then, yeah, we were done for the day then. We ate at Beaches and Cream.
Does that still hold up, by the way? Beaches and Cream?
Yeah,
I haven't been in forever, so I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I just had the burger. The burger was really good, and everybody else enjoyed their meals.
How many people got a kitchen sink?
While we were there?
Yeah.
Three or four.
Oh, Jesus.
Three or four groups. Yeah. I got the strawberry shortcake, which was really good. It's like strawberry shortcake with vanilla ice cream on top and all that kind of stuff. It was good. And then my mom and sister split a No Way Jose, which is the chocolate and peanut butter sundae. So, yeah, that was good. And then we went back. We were back in our room probably by like 7:30, and we watched Illuminations from the room before we went to bed. And then the next day, we went to Universal. Yay!
Yay!
We got there at open, or a little bit before open, because my family had to get their tickets. We went in. We did Minion Mayhem first thing, because it was only like 15 minutes at that point. Still good. They enjoyed it. My mom and sister actually sat in the stationary seats because they're not huge on simulators. But they really liked it. My mom, who's never seen Despicable Me, thought it was funny enough. So she didn't, wasn't lost with the comedy or anything like that. Then me and my sister did Rocket, is still, it's so boring. Oh my god! I don't know how people like that roller coaster.
Well, it's like every time you get going, you hit a valley and you lose momentum and fun.
Yeah, you hit a brake block and you stop.
Yeah,
it's terrible. Like the first 10 seconds of the lift, the drop, and that like fake loop are really cool, and then after that, everything's just.
Is this over yet?
And hasta.
That's what she said.
Hasta. Don't give us a preview for tonight, Mike. Okay, anyway, sorry, Sean.
Then we went back to Diagon Alley.
That place?
Diagon Alley!
Yeah, just that place. We walked around London for a little bit. Like, I pointed everything. I tried to explain. My mom doesn't know Harry Potter. She maybe knows Harry, Ron, and Hermione, and that's about it. And that's probably being generous. But like we went around,
Okay.
Yeah, she knows. I mean, my sister knows the same amount that I do. Yeah. So we went around London for a little bit. We watched Creature. We watched the night bus conductor and the talking head or shrinking head.
Underrated part of Diagon Alley.
Very, very underrated. Not talked about enough. Not nearly enough. Those guys are good.
Joe and I had a good experience.
We had a good one.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember what they were saying, but everybody was laughing. And so, yeah, it was good. Then we went inside, and, like, my mom and sister were completely blown away. Again, my mom knows nothing about Harry Potter, but she always talks about how cool Hogsmeade was. And so when she went into Diagon Alley, she was even more blown away. She really liked it. I mean, obviously, my sister loved it. And we went straight back to Fountain of Fair Fortune and got warm butter beer. Warm butter beer is the greatest thing in the world. Like, and it was, like, kind of chilly that day, which made it even better. Originally, my mom didn't know if she wanted it, so, like, we got two, and she took a sip of my sister's and went right back in line and got another one. She was like, no, I need to have this. It was it's so good. It's easily the best out of the three. Like,
how hot was yours, Sean?
It wasn't, like, it was warm. It wasn't, like, hot. Ours was,
mine was almost, like, scalding. I had to let it sit before I could drink it.
Yeah, no, mine was perfect. Mine was warm enough where it, like, warms me up, but it wasn't, like, you know, scalding super hot.
It's a legit warm-up feeling, too. Like, you drink it and you just feel yourself warming up. So good.
So as we drank them, we kind of went around and toured the land. I'm trying to think.
The Land Pavilion?
Yeah, right. We teleported to land, the Epcot.
We just like we went through. Well, like most Epcot fans, all you have to do is visualize, and you're there.
Join us on a voyage of discovery and awareness.
All right, shut up. We went through Nocturne and all the shops and stuff like that. We talked to the goblin in the money exchange. And then I'm pretty sure we saw Celestina next. Yeah, I think that's what we did. Once we were done, it was time for her first show. So we waited around and watched her and the Banshees. What the hell is someone doing in the background?
I'm doing work.
Mike's filing papers. Okay. Don't worry, I already have that as one of my notes for the
Literally.
Show. I have that for show notes. Don't worry. Mike files papers.
Are you at the office, Mike?
Yeah.
Nice. <I'm sorry. laughs> So they both really liked Celestina. They thought it was a good show. Then we went to Gringotts. And Gringotts completely blew them away. Like I said, they get motion sickness, so they're not good with things like Spider-Man or Transformers, and Forbidden Journey damn near killed them. But Gringotts absolutely blew them away. They both came off saying how much they loved it, how great it was. My mom said it was her favorite ride at the resort, one of the her favorite rides she's ever been on. So, yeah, she really, really liked Gringotts. And again, she, like, when Voldemort showed up, she turned over and was like, who is that? I was like, Mom, that's Voldemort. That's the evil guy. So, yeah, she didn't know the story that was going on, but she loved it.
Hashtag story.
And, yeah, and everything was working, finally.
Woo!
The fog! The water worked and the fog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the fog in the three spots where it is just completely changes all those scenes.
Yes, sir.
Like, the Thief's Downfall looks awesome. Voldemort apparating is so cool. It's so good.
Thief's Downfall worked one time we were on it. Remember?
No.
Okay, never mind.
So yeah, that I was really happy that they really liked that. I just sound so stressed. Then we went to Fast Food Boulevard for lunch, which they enjoyed. They just got like the pizza from Luigi's. Veggie pizza, they liked it, and my sister got Buzz Cola. Then we did E.T., which we've been on before. Then I introduced them to horror makeup.
Whoop whoop.
Which was amazing.
Yes.
Because the volunteer was this little tiny Chinese lady who obviously didn't speak a word of English. And like, she literally mimed everything that Mark did. At one point, he just started dancing, and she started dancing and following him around the stage. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen. they really liked hard makeup. They were like, you know, it's one of those things that we've always seen, like, you know, pass by thinking it wasn't anything, you know, great. And now we know better. So I'm glad that they liked that. And then we did, like, you know, we went through the disaster. My sister followed in me and Mike's great footsteps and was the one of the evil villains on Disaster.
Yes.
Although there was a mix up, like our video didn't play. A different video played on the train. Damn. On the way back during the trailer.
Did the falling truck scene work for you?
No, it was broken that day too.
Yeah, I heard that it has been broken for a while now.
Yeah, I think we're looking at Disaster's last days.
No.
Stop it.
Yeah, I know.
How dare you?
I don't want you. I don't want it to be. But...
Give me that trident.
We
too fast, too furious. The ride, 3D.
Yeah, hopefully that's good.
In your face.
We went. I don't remember the order after this, but we went back and did Men in Black. We did Tale of the Three Brothers and walked around Diagon some more. Me and my sister did Mummy. I did Transformers and Simpsons. And that actually took up about the whole day. The whole day until we stayed. We only stayed till 5 because we didn't want to stay too late.
Wait. You mean
holy crap?
You mean half the day, right? There's no way.
Oh yeah, right.
That took a whole day. It's half a day, yeah. Right?
But if you count 9 to 5, half the day. Yeah.
Working
so
9 to 5.
We were there 9 to 5. We had a good, really good time. Everyone, you know, my mom and sister really loved the park. They like it a lot more than Islands, which is obvious because it's a lot better than Islands.
Islands in the stream.
Really, Mike?
Mike's in a good mood. Just let him do it.
Where was I? So then we left, went to Cowfish for lunch or dinner.
It had terrible service.
Yes, just god awful. No, it was fine.
They got your order wrong, right?
No. No, and my mom even completely changed one of the sandwiches. She was like, "I want the burger with pulled pork on the top without the burger. Just give me a pulled pork sandwich." And guess what? They didn't mess it up.
I don't believe it.
I did the same thing too, and I didn't like my burger came out fine because I don't eat all the crap. I eat like burger, cheese, and maybe ketchup or mustard or barbecue sauce. And that's it.
So I do took, you even like, universe those, like Twitter, bro?
But yeah, so I had the bento box, which was really good. My sister had I think it was the seafoam roll. It was like kind of like a California roll, but it had salmon, tuna, and yellowtail on the top. I had a piece. It was really good. We had no problems with the service or slowness or anything like that. We sat out on the balcony overlooking City Walk and Hogwarts in the distance. It was good.
Nice. Anything else?
No, that's about it. Because, again, we had to come home on Monday. On Monday, we were planning on doing some stuff, like going to the Polynesian and getting Dole Whips and maybe some mini golf at Fantasia Gardens. But, yeah, it didn't happen.
Did they ever put really that tiki statue up in the Polynesian?
Really, really liked.
Oh, the tiki statue is going to go up.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I heard it's happening when DVC comes. So, whatever. I don't know. It's part of that budget. Who knows? So basically, I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm really glad my mom and sister really liked the studios because it's my favorite park in Orlando, and I'm glad that they'll come with me more.
Do you want to – I think we had discussions about this before, about you talking about why you think it's your favorite park. Do you want to elaborate more on that?
Because it is?
I think it – oh, exists. I forgot to say, I think the reason it took us a little bit longer – to do just, you know, not – we didn't get everything done was because – it was really freaking crowded. Like, it was obnoxiously crowded last weekend.
What on the
shenanigans.
I don't know where all these people were coming from. I mean, a lot of them were Brazilian, but there were still a lot of English speaking.
Their mothers.
Yeah. Well, so
Mother Nature.
Yeah, it was crowded.
You're welcome.
Like I probably waited like 40, 45 minutes for Men in Black. We think it might have broken down for like a minute or two, but we waited probably half an hour, 45 minutes for Gringotts. We didn't do, obviously, Hogwarts Express, but that was obviously a 60-minute wait when it was 60 minutes when we passed it.
This is completely random, but did I ever tell you about the dream I had where they replaced the rap music out in front of Men in Black with old Epcot music and everybody lost their crap over it?
No, you didn't.
They played old Epcot music in Tokyo Disney Sea. Mm-hmm. In the the Storm Rider and Aquatopia area. It's really weird. Because you go from, like, Indiana Jones music in Lost River Delta to Horizons. It's weird. But, I don't know. Do you guys have any questions? You wanted to know why it's my favorite park. I think it holds people just as well, if not better, than any Disney park. Maybe Magic Kingdom beats it out. But I don't know. I think the walkways are mostly better or bigger in Universal Studios, which helps a lot. It's got, five of my favorite rides in Orlando. It's got awesome live shows. It's got ridiculous rides like E.T.
Great performances from the likes of Bill Paxton and Steven Spielberg.
Exactly.
Christopher Walken.
Terrific acting by both of them. I just think it's the best.
Okay, fair enough.
Simply the best.
So I guess we really only have one other thing to talk about, the Disneyland 60th anniversary news that kind of came out.
I mean, we have cupcakes. Do we have to?
Well, I mean, should we at least touch on it?
There's plenty more to talk about, Joe.
Such as?
Cupcakes.
I don't know. Let's figure it out.
Cupcakes.
King Kong.
What's with that that poster? Whatever the cupcakes.
That's not in the train station tunnel.
I don't think that's in the train station. I think it's just one that they have in the bakery.
I think it's on the bakery.
Yeah, it's on the bakery. Still. It's,
yeah. All right, but still, they made a poster for cupcakes.
But also from cupcakes
designer who did the. Spring sign.
Yeah, probably. The Disneyland 60th anniversary party had cupcakes. You were looking for the cupcakes, Mike. You were trolling Robert Niles.
So they were in the picture. I saw it.
Kong's looking good. You can't go wrong with that.
Yes.
Kong's looking fantastic.
Well, it might be Jurassic World. Huge.
Yeah. We don't know, guys.
It's not clear enough.
Oh, I drove by the water park plot of land.
And?
Looks like there's been earth moved.
Yep.
Probably putting down piping or whatever.
They were laying pipe?
Yeah, I was going to let you say that one.
Yeah, Joe, I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say anything afterwards. I just kind of want to hope that it kind of just segued into something else.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Everything's looking good in your
room. Joe's doing a great job.
Except for NASCAR Uh-oh. Cafe.
Yeah.
Nothing's
except for Incredible Hulk.
Well, I didn't go into that park. Nothing's obviously been done there for weeks. I don't know what's going on.
I think Mike is right. The more and more I think about it, Mike is right.
Okay, so let me explain my theory here. Basically, this NASCAR thing came out of the blue, or prematurely. Maybe they were going to wait to do it for this alleged phase 2 that's coming along sometime in the future. But it just kind of happened, spur of the moment, like Facebook post in the middle of the night on the weekend. And from what, you know, we gather is that Universal and NASCAR weren't getting along very well, or NASCAR wasn't holding up their end of the deal anymore. So they just kind of put it out in the middle of the night, and they were able to, like, leave at the end of the month, maybe. And as soon as they left, Universal got rid of all NASCAR signage and things that identified the building. And since then, it's just kind of sitting there because they don't have the plans for the next thing totally finalized yet.
I agree. I think part of the contract probably said that they had to remove all icons and stuff by a certain time.
Yeah.
I think that's fine, and return it
to them, because I bet you that stuff's leased or like it's loaned to them. So they probably have to return it to whoever their owners are in a certain amount of time. But anyway,
that's maybe. Fine, but you need to put up a scrim because it looks ugly as shit.
Yeah, I agree. It looks really bad.
It's really bad.
Well, it looked horrible in December. I can only imagine what it looks like now.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as bad as a park icon being torn down in the middle of a park with nothing in front of it.
Yeah, but that's happening over like 3 weeks.
That's not just going to stop and leave it there.
You know what? The completion date is February 5th. Is that what I read online?
That sounds about right.
For the hat?
Yeah, I think it's for the hat. Yeah, it's supposed to be gone by the 5th.
I'm not convinced.
By the time they finished NASCAR, all the deconstruction, it's like the hat wasn't even started yet. So the hat's been removed, and then NASCAR grill's just been sitting there. So
yeah. But I think the hat was a planned out thing, whereas NASCAR just kind of happened.
But even then, the hat's being removed as quickly and safely as possible.
Like, I don't think NASCAR is supposed to happen until June.
Then put up a scrim.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
No, both are wrong.
Yeah.
I just feel like the hat is less wrong because that's a very temporary thing.
Yeah, but I mean, they put up scrims for Main Street. I don't know.
Yeah, but that lasts 9 months.
it's a minor quibble, but I don't know. I really don't
care. It kind of annoys me that they're not putting one up at Disneyland. They're just putting up a
toilet. Yeah, I don't like that at all. Yeah, they need to put up a scrim on the castle, so. Yeah.
I don't remember the castle being covered up for the 50th at Cinderella Castle.
Cinderella wasn't, but Disneyland was.
I think they just kind of added things night by night.
Yeah, they did it. They did in Florida.
Yeah, but
at Disneyland, it was completely covered up by like a big, huge green tarp with the cards from Alice in Wonderland on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing again now without anything. It's just like a brown tarp, basically. So, do you want to talk about the 60th a little bit? We have a new World of Color, we have a new fireworks show, and then we have Paint the Night coming to Disneyland with a new float. So, yeah, that's happening. And it seems like today Disney Parks blog was totally trolling everyone by saying that something's coming to the Haunted Mansion. If only we could imagine what that could be.
Oh, so there was something? When I asked you if there was anything that happened today, you didn't say that?
Yeah, that's because nothing did happen. They just kind of posted
Okay, well, that's that's happening.
That was in hashtag EE shrug kind of thing going on.
Well, no. Haunted Mansion reopened in California after Haunted Mansion Holiday with a new feature after the attic. That's a thing to talk about. That's a thing, Joe.
It's a fake window with a lenticular thing in it. It's just barely anything.
It's a thing, Joe. It's a hashtag thing.
Okay, fine.
That's a thing that's happening in Disney.
We must document
how will we party like it's 1969 if we do not talk about this new effect in the Haunted Mansion? Come on, Joe. Bearing the lead.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay, then you bury go into it, Mike.
Have y'all seen the hat box ghost animatronic thing floating around on Twitter?
Well, that was from D23.
Yeah, it was during last year or whenever the last D23 Expo was.
Am I the only one that thinks it looks bad?
It looks bad. It doesn't look to scale. It doesn't look to scale. It looks really weird. It needs to be smaller and a bunch of other things, so.
I really hope that's not what they're putting in there.
Personally, I hope they put the baby from Dinosaurs in there, and as you go by, it yells, "Not the mama," at you. But, you know.
Not the mama!
So are they going to have to remove him from Hollywood Studios in the window then? In New York Street?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, this would be the perfect over theme for dinosaurs. Name's already the same. You just change it to...
Dinosaurs, just add an S onto the end.
Exactly. Dinosaurs. Like, I could just see like a tarp just draped over the sign with an S.
Oh, don't give him ideas. Do not give him ideas. Oh, boy.
They need ideas, Joe.
No, they don't need ideas.
They need all the ideas they can get.
Talk about dinosaurs. That's literally...
Animal Kingdom dramatically.
That is the most depressing ending to a television show ever.
Yeah, it ends with them becoming extinct.
It ends with them freezing to death.
Yeah.
That's great.
I know. Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's a great ending, Joe. What are you talking about?
Teaches little Johnny accurate. That people need to die.
TGIF, yeah, like it's realistic. Thank goodness it's Friday. My show's going to die.
Talking about TGIF.
It shows these weird happy endings. Let's have something realistic. The dinosaurs died. Boom.
Talking about TGIF, did you guys see that the Fox Animation Domination did a version of Family Matters in the form of like Japanese anime?
No.
With Urkel controlling giant mechs and stuff with the same theme song and everything. It's really bizarre. Anyway, just wanted to bring it up.
I don't watch this animation.
Yeah, whatever.
I watch The Simpsons.
Yeah, fair enough. Is there anything else we can think of?
I think there's things we could talk about.
Such as, Mike?
Let's just talk. What can we talk about? I mean, it's been a while since we've all been together, really. I have nothing else to do.
Besides filing.
I'm excited for this new world of color. Hopefully it's not just a Walt Wank fest.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I mean.
It's going to be.
Yeah,
that's
a thing. I enjoy the Disney fans. They say, you know, I really wish Steve Davidson would do something besides character montages. He's like a one-trick pony. And then the second thought is, I think he could do something unique and original. But what gives you that idea if all he does is IP stuff? You say one thing and you contradict yourself in the next. But that's their thing. That's their MO.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like Mickey's hosting it, and it looks like it's like the new animation, like the new shorts.
Oh, yeah, is it really?
That new shorts design Mickey kind of thing.
The SpongeBob Mickey Mouse.
So that fireworks show is the thing with the wacky inflatable tube men.
Well, my problem with the show is that like all the projectors are in the windows, like for the demo, so all the light shined in everyone's eyes.
I'm sure that'll get fixed.
I feel like it has to.
Is that really necessary though?
Well, I think it's just a rough animation, but what you can do is just mount them in a better location and have it so it's not on the whole building. It's just like on a certain like eye level, so you're not blinding everyone.
Excuse me, sir, but that is not the concept art, so that's clearly not what's going to happen.
Let's talk concept art. How terrible is that concept art? It's like every Steve Davidson show has terrible concept art.
Everything Disney has terrible concept art now.
But I'm wondering, is any of that really even necessary?
No.
Who's going to see the wacky inflatable arm-filling tube men on top of the buildings? Who's looking to the side when there's fireworks going on in front of you? Who's looking at the side buildings?
You're going to see it because Disneyland has a different perspective than
maybe
Disney World.
If you're in the town square, you'd see all that shit.
No, you.
I will say this. I will wait and see how this turns out because I agree it could really look really dumb and be really kind of messy because Steve did Disney Dreams in Paris, and Disney Dreams is a mess. Like, I really did not like that show at all because it doesn't know – it's just like a bunch of – it's kind of like – it's got the same problem that Cinematic Spectacular does. It's a lot of shit thrown on the castle, but none of it, like, works together most of the time. And that's what I'm worried about with this show, that it's just going to be a bunch of shit thrown on Main Street in the castle, and it might not work out well.
Because you can do something doesn't mean you should. You should use things the way you need them to be used, and not just because you can.
It feels like to me that this is the way that they're forcing this technology into Disneyland, because the castle's not big enough to support the projection show like it's in Florida, so they had to find somewhere to put it, so they're slapping it on Main Street. And I'm
not just
Mike.
And not just Main Street.
Where
they're doing
world.
It, it's a small
it's,
world.
It's literally
and
like
Fantasmic.
All throughout the entire park.
They're doing it on the Fantasmic Island, and they're doing like that whole entire. Like,
how are they gonna
area.
Do it on that? They're gonna do it on the little building. On
yeah,
this?
On exactly, and then they're gonna do.
And it's on like the Matterhorn.
World.
I think it's it's gonna be other. They said it's gonna be. There's like a different show
Dude,
in every land.
Why didn't they do it on the Matterhorn instead of doing it just like the same thing in Florida? The Matterhorn, you could see that from the hub.
Yeah.
Well, the hub's the problem is the hub's not big enough for everyone to be on.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. Get your blankets there early, folks.
Yeah. I mean, I hope the show's good because God knows we need more good nighttime shows, but I worry it's just throwing as much as they can instead of
yet another instance of putting part of this world / under the sea into some sort of Disney attraction.
Yeah.
Do y'all think
I love World of Color, but I feel like most of Steve's other nighttime shows are kind of messy, or at least since he's latched on to the projection mapping stuff. We'll see, though. I hope it's good.
Did they say what shows are going away? Is Believe going away and whatever the 50th one was? Or
Magical.
Yeah, Magical. Are they all? They're
know.
All going away?
I don't think they've said. Remember's gone. I know Remember's gone. I don't know about Magical.
Yeah. I'm still sad I missed seeing Remember.
I'm so pissed I never saw Remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw Dumbo fly either. In Magical, I saw it, but Dumbo never flew for me. I missed him.
Was it like too windy or something?
Yeah, every night it was too windy for him. Well, he flew one night, but that was the night that we had said that we were going to watch Fantasmic, so we had committed, so I could like barely see him through the trees.
There's a blue thing. I can see him.
Yeah. I was like, it's Dumbo!
Okay, Scarlet, calm down.
I love Dumbo. That's my favorite Disney movie.
Crickets.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying.
It's a good one.
I think the parade's going to be good, and I think hopefully they're going to switch out enough of the lackluster floats from Hong Kong with better ones at Disneyland.
Yeah, I'm just not a parade guy.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Sean. I'm not a huge parade guy either, but it could be good.
I really like Spectra Magic.
Spectra Magic is great.
Spectra was the only one that I ever really liked.
Spectra Magic,
you
awesome.
Asshole.
It must be Baloo.
Yeah, it has to be Baloo. Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're still rocking Wishes and Main Street Electrical Parade.
Yep. Who cares?
With no end in sight.
If we give them more money, maybe they'll love us more.
No, everyone says that a replacement for Wishes is coming, but I believe them as far as I can.
Yeah, that was vetoed a while ago, and you know what that became?
Well,
that
yeah,
became the new
coming.
Disneyland Paris
someday.
Show.
Someday
it'll be here.
No, really.
Yeah.
2021.
No, but really, they had a new show going at the Magic Kingdom, and that got vetoed, and now that's what the Disneyland Paris show is now.
I mean, obviously,
that's what they're
going to
do.
In, what is it, 2021, we'll have one.
Yeah.
In the year 3000. In the year 3000.
And maybe it'll be Walt Disney World forever, and maybe it'll be Paint the Night again.
Mm-hmm.
I
wonder when we're going to get...
Like, literally called Paint the Night again.
Yeah. Paint the Night, .. again, exclamation point.
And it has to use the move it, shake it, celebrate it floats.
I mean, they have to do something for the Walt Disney World 50th, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Probably when we get Star Wars, too.
Oh my god, so far away.
I don't think we're going to get Star Wars for that.
Well, I'll be married with children by then.
You think we'll get it after that?
I think it's coming after that. It has to.
Joe, that's 6 years.
I know.
I think that's what they're aiming for. When you think about it, think about it, because they're going to open Avatar. What? Not next year, but
2017, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they would wait a year and maybe do the Pixar thing, and then Star Wars would open up for the 50th.
Yeah, there's
I could
no
see that.
Way it opens after
I could see Star Wars being the push for the 50th.
Yeah, no later than the 50th.
Now we get a new thing in front of the Chinese Theater in honor of the 50th because it's going to be the Central Park.
Oh, Lord.
Now, will they paint Cinderella Castle totally gold for that?
No, that's Spaceship Earth.
Space Station Earth, I think you mean.
Well, that was the original
Westcott all over again, baby.
Yep, Space Station Earth. And yeah, that was the original Spaceship Earth color, too, back in like when...
back in concept.
Back when the American Adventure was like between Canada and Mexico.
Right, when it was right up front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like a Carousel of Progress building.
Yeah, it wasn't a Carousel of Progress building. It was a dark ride.
Yeah, but it was like roundish looking. It wasn't really round. It was more like an octagon or something. But
yeah,
Ultimate Fighting, anyway. Epcot style.
Back when World of Motion looked like it had like 20 other little circles coming out from it or whatever. All that weird stuff. Back when
Yeah. There's no way Star Wars comes after the 50th.
No.
Unless they can't be that dumb.
Well, how many times have we said that, though?
Wait, would that be after the whole new trilogy is released?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Iger's already said that they were going to make, like, 3 or 4 additional trilogies, so...
Oh, God.
They're going to make them they will make these movies until they literally make absolutely no money. Until they make $0 in the box office.
They will pirate this shit to nobody's business.
Oh, yeah, that's starting soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pirates 5. The search for more, more, more money.
So also talking about pirates and also kind of Adventureland-ish stuff, I saw a video that someone uploaded of them working on the river raft ride in Shanghai.
Oh.
Yeah. Really?
The raft ride or the pirates ride?
The raft ride.
Okay.
And it's outdoors.
Yeah,
and
I saw cruise. That.
There's no way this park's opening in a year. No way.
They were still like pouring concrete in there. But I also saw this really cool test video the other day, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Universal?
There was two. There were two.
It was really cool.
There were two?
There was two?
Yeah, I couldn't see the other one because the other one wasn't available on mobile and I didn't have my computer at home. The other one looked like it could actually be something.
Huh.
Like it looked like it showed you like a preview, like you kind of see, and it looked like a... I don't know how to describe it, but it looked like there was something.
Was it a pizza box? Did it have the Phelps twins written across the top of it? Pizza box?
No. No. It frustrated me that I couldn't see it, but it had zero views, so maybe nobody could see it. But it was there. Huh. But the other test video is just this guy talking in a phone and making faces.
It had to have been a preview for like a test run for today. That they didn't set it to private or whatever. So
I don't think so.
Then how else would be like
in the back of nowhere, man? It was
like in a control room.
Yeah, but but exactly. So it would probably be a test for the live broadcast today. Think about it.
I don't know about that one.
Something, man. It was weird.
It was weird.
Anybody awake?
Yeah, we're.
Is anybody awake?
Anybody awake?
It's the Halloween Horror Nights theme this year. How to screw up social media. You have a Facebook house, an Instagram house, a YouTube house. Dude, I got this.
MySpace house.
Nobody will go to that one.
LinkedIn.
Good times.
The scariest house of them all. FarmersOnly.com house.
You don't have to be lonely.
Lonely.
At FarmersOnly.com.
Plenty of fish.
The Tinder has to be popular.
Jew date.
Yeah.
I don't like this skier. Swipe right.
Swipe left, you mean. Swipe left.
Oh, my bad. I don't do this Tinder thing. I'm married.
Correct.
I don't know.
Nice save.
Good answer.
I'm smart occasionally, y'all.
Just occasionally.
I feel like we're missing something.
It's something big.
Let's go on
Jimmy Fallon too. Flying Theater.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a thing, oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we mentioned that before. We mentioned it before, but I mean...
That jives with what I was maybe overheard somewhere. Like, there's a walking tour, and then you get to a Soarin-like experience.
Yeah. Floating over Fallon, as I like to call it.
More over the city of New York.
Yeah.
Rockefeller Center.
I feel like that'll be a good, like, CD ticket experience.
Yeah,
for
the park
part.
Needs that stuff, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they could reuse that in the future for certain other things. I don't know. They could find something, other uses for that ride system.
Star Trek!
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, they have a lot that they could reuse it for, you know. I mean, yeah. Star Trek, they could reuse it for a Godzilla or Pacific Rim if the next ones of those are really big.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things they could turn that into.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about it. I'm ready for them to get started.
Even if they brought Ghostbusters back, that'd be a good ride.
Oh, yeah, but with that cast, Sean?
The female Ghostbusters.
No, no. I mean, like, real Ghostbusters.
Why are you so chauvinistic, bro?
Yeah, I know, right?
So at Universal
Studios... Bad ideas are bad ideas.
At Universal Studios Japan, they have that really cool Biohazard attraction. You see that one, Sean?
Yeah, the Resident Evil thing.
Yeah, well, Biohazard in Japan, right? Resident Evil here. It's like the, it's a lot.
Laser tag thing?
No. This is totally different. This is a lot like the Legendary Truth that they did the last week at Halloween Horror Nights 24.
Ah.
It's like a maze and
you have to solve puzzles and there's zombies running around chasing you and stuff. So that happened. Also, they have a, what else do they have? They have the.
Monster Hunter, Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan, yeah, that weird thing. Yeah, Attack on Titan's there. Also, the measles outbreak at Disneyland.
Oh, right. Yeah, Disneyland will kill you.
Yeah. Get vaccinated,
if you don't get
kids.
Shots.
Get vaccinated, kids. Don't be dumb. I'm just going through Screamscape and seeing what's going on.
What?
Do we want to discuss Tom Bricker's trip report at all? Or
I think we should touch on it.
I'll be right
maybe
back.
Maybe we should try to get him to come on to touch about it.
We already did.
Well, no, that was before he went, right?
Well, he went already, and then he went again. So,
yeah, but now we can like talk more in depth about his actual, you know, written feelings.
The walls around Garnavala went up. That happened.
Oh yeah, who cares about that?
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's but a thing.
I do want to touch on the Bricker update because I think that's a really fair and well done article.
Something.
Sean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, I don't agree necessarily with everything, but I think it was very fair and well done. And he reasoned everything out pretty well. So.
Yeah. Everybody should read it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yeah, everyone should read it. Let's see.
Was that travelcaffeine.com, right?
Yeah, travelcaffeine.com. Go read it. It's a four-parter, actually. So, yeah, tons of fun.
He went and he
my honeymoon? What?
Came back home and went again recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been a couple times. I think he's been like two or three times in the last few months.
Yeah, he's apologized for just getting there. He says he was part of the problem. He acknowledges it.
Yeah,
I appreciate
exactly.
That.
Yeah. Which is good.
We forgive you, Tom.
Yeah. You're all forgiven.
Did y'all talk about Deb Wells? How like much she gushed about Universal too?
Oh yeah, there's another one.
That's a pretty big development.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though she did mostly all the Harry Potter stuff, she still loved it all, so.
That's fine. That's a gateway drug.
Yeah.
That's a universal gateway drug. First, they just go and see all the Harry Potter stuff. Then they go back and, maybe I'll look at that. Maybe I'll see that. Oh, that's really cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not all of them.
Well, most of them.
some of them go and become experts.
Even though they've never seen 95% of the parks.
E.T. was down. Oh, well.
Shots fired.
Yeah, pretty much.
No.
So I have a, so Derek Bergen just sent me a preview of the Saturday Six for tomorrow. Saturday Six of your favorite Walt Disney World snacks outside of theme parks. There you
what
go.
What was Mike just saying?
Yeah, so Mike, what were you saying?
I don't know. Shoot.
You just, like, yelled.
Oh. Yeah, there's a Horror Night survey, and apparently the dates might be more than what they originally announced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Because the dates apparently they announced never really made sense to begin with. Yeah. Why would you shorten your event when it's bigger than ever?
Yeah.
I didn't get that survey, which is weird.
Neither did I, so.
Yeah, because you get the cool ones.
I did get that cool one.
Yeah, you got that really cool one.
That cool one we're not at liberty to talk about.
Yeah.
I got that one, too.
You did?
I got one that was really cool. I don't know.
I did get that water park one that kicked me off because the stupid flash wasn't updated.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it was just talking about Wet n' Wild, so that's lame anyway.
Yeah.
There was no Wonder Sea stuff.
When the hell are we going to hear about any of this stuff? Oh, it's driving me crazy.
What was with Hate the Flies thing about December 1st?
It wasn't anything.
Wasn't anything good? Just him?
No. Dun, dun, dun.
It was about a tweet he put out on December 1st. It was two ride systems, one of which he was talking about, and I'm pretty sure it was the Flying Theater for Fallon.
Yeah,
he's supposed to be like at the Super Bowl or something.
No, he's in Florida right now.
Yeah, but I thought he's flying there. Yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess so. He had vacation, so like he went to Universal first, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was like, did he get rid of his Super Bowl ticket? Because
no way was he doing that.
There's no way. How lucky is that to go when you're?
Dude, he's got
playing?
Some good seats. He's got some good seats too. God, he's right by the Seahawks tunnel.
Good for him.
Imagine if Joe got Super Bowl tickets and the Browns were playing. Wow.
That'll never happen.
Well, that would mean the world was about to end, so I don't want to imagine that.
That would be if the Falcons played.
No, they played in there before. Yeah.
Once. Stupid John Elway's last game.
So Tom Bricker Seth Kabersky just posted online that Gringotts is open for like all the special Harry Potter people, and it's a walk-on. So,
well, that's because there's only like 20 of them.
Yeah, I know.
It's like one car.
I would just stay on it. Again!
You can't. You must get off and go all the way back through the queue.
Again! One of the best things I ever did was I was a kid. I was probably in high school still, and me and my cousin were at Splash Mountain, and it was one of those nights where Magic Kingdom was open to an obnoxious amount of time, and we were like, it was like us and four girls on Splash Mountain, and we rode it like 8 times in a row without getting out.
So like Splash Mountain?
Yeah, Splash Mountain.
I'm not at liberty to discuss the terms of the Splash Mountain rides.
But that was the night that Sean became a man. did you guys ever do e-ticket nights at Magic Kingdom?
E-ride nights,
I'm sorry.
Do you even Lifestyler, bro?
No, I'm just remembering that. And how
that
awesome
was a thing when I went in like 2003, I think.
Yeah,
I think that was canceled. I think that was canceled in 2003. That was like late 90s. That was like you buy the normal ticket, and then for like an additional $19, you get 3 extra hours inside the park at night, which is just awesome. And no one did it.
I don't know why they quit, because it seems like that's a money making thing.
Well, what they did was then they folded that into extra magic hours, but they did it at night then.
Yeah, and then like, they just charge everyone for it in the room rate anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I did the same thing that Sean did, only a lot sadder because it was on Cali River Rapids with a nice couple from Scotland.
And his name was Craig Ferguson.
No, that would have been awesome.
Good times.
All the good times. Oh, man. Did I ever tell you about the time that we got stuck on Space Mountain during E-Ticket nights because some fat lady couldn't get out of Space Mountain in enough time, so the whole ride back
cascaded
and stopped, and everything got turned on. It was like
Did I tell you about the time that in high school we went and we rode Splash Mountain and they stopped the ride because my friend Brittany poured a bottle of water on my friend Dennis's head and he stood up and they came over the loudspeaker and said Splash Mountain is a sit down ride. Do not stand up on Splash Mountain.
Okay, here's something we can talk about. Pirates apparently get you wet now when you go down the drop.
Oh yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like that for a while. And it's not only that, but the Bombardment Bay gets you too.
Mike can no longer go there.
It's because if you hit it at the wrong point.
If you hit it at the wrong point, the little splash things will go off on you and get you pretty good too if you hit that at the wrong point.
There's nothing sacred.
You just need to go to Disneyland, Mike. They have a better anyway. You don't get it wet on that
one. Oh, yeah, no doubt. That's the only reason I'll go to Disneyland be for that.
Oh, shut up. It's worth your Lord.
God. Apparently Pirates is closing for like 6 months this year.
Should demolish it and start over.
What's left for them to add to it?
Rip tear.
I don't think it's to add. I think it's to fix all the shit that's broken in it.
Nah, that can't be it.
They're gonna add George back into it.
It's pretty bad, y'all.
Yeah, it was.
What else? Oh, Veranda is closing?
Yeah, that's going to become a Jungle Cruise
style
restaurant.
Or Liberty Tree is closing or whatever?
That's closing,
Liberty
too.
Tree's closing. The Haunted Mansion reopened, didn't it?
Yeah. Well,
no change, right?
That opened quick, yeah. No, that was that was a belt replacement for the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not too much there.
Yep. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is still fun, y'all.
Is it still your? Do you still love it, Nick?
I still love it. It is amazing, and I love it.
I guess we'll get Box goes for the 50th at our place.
No.
For whose 50th?
For Magic Kingdom.
No.
It was never supposed to be in ours, so I'm okay not having it. And where would it go, really?
We're going to get Western River expansion for our 50th.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, so if no one's read that, they should all go read Foxy's post on the Western River Expedition, because that is amazing.
No, you should quit lamenting attractions that were never built. Enjoy what's already built, Joe. Enjoy what's coming.
I'm sorry.
Enjoy Avatar.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Pauly. Okay, Pauly. I see how it is.
It's going to be the Frozen River expansion, my bad.
Frozen.
Oh yeah,
Frozen.
That's a thing that's happening too.
Frozen River Expedition.
Frozen is a thing.
We've talked
Frozen
about that.
Fun.
Yeah.
Marshmallow, y'all.
Like, it hasn't really been brought up a lot lately.
Did y'all know that Marshmallow lost his puppeteer, so now he's just a static figure that stands there?
Yeah. That happened pretty quick too.
Wow, it was like the second weekend that happened.
Yeah. After everybody on Twitter was like, we can see your puppeteers, Marshmallow. And they were gone.
I'm not a puppet. Then how come we can see your puppeteers?
I'm dying, y'all.
Sometimes they tickle.
I'm puppet time.
Y'all, I laugh so hard at The Hobbit and Small Guy.
I'm dying, y'all.
I'm puppet dying.
Oh my god, I can't wait for Horror Nights. / if I go to Horror Nights, which I probably am not.
You're going to Horror Nights.
Here come the Horror Nights. Stop lying to yourself.
Actually, I might end up going to Horror Nights because I've realized that I'm kind of poor right now, so I don't know if I can go to Germany.
Oh gosh.
Sweet.
It's awesome.
I'm blessed.
Awesome.
And not that I'm poor, just that I should probably be saving more money than I am.
Let's go. Parkscope weekend again.
I'll let you know.
We're already doing that, just minus Sean.
Yeah, fair enough. But for real.
Wait, what happened?
Parkscope the weekend.
Yes.
Again.
I'm puppet time.
The date is November 3rd.
Yeah.
So are we done?
Secret weekend.
Yeah, I'm...
Go ahead. Goodbye, Sean. Get out of here.
I don't really think there's anything else to talk about.
Get out.
Screw you, Mike. Miserable
you're
Mike.
Going like, can we go yet?
Miserable Mike. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. We're not filing papers during the middle of the podcast. So...
I'm enjoying this. Stop it. Be nice.
Right, because we're the ones not being nice here.
I'm not ready to stop podcasting.
I'm enjoying it. I'm sure our listeners have stopped listening at this point.
Yeah.
Do we have any questions?
Yeah, tweet out we need a question.
Okay, let's
do that. Brian Kennedy does. Ask me a question. Let's answer Ryan Kennedy's question. Look at his ass.
That is the greatest invention ever. Ask Ryan Kennedy a question is amazing tool.
Okay.
Stop supporting now and start a new podcast where we just answer his questions.
Okay. I sent out the tweet, ask us a question. Oh, yeah. By the way, our friend of the podcast, Brian Carney, is at Grand California and at Disneyland for his first trip. So.
I know. Baller. He didn't even have a drink at Trader Sam's.
Yeah, what the fuck? He went to Trader Sam's and didn't get anything to drink.
That's supposed to open. We know when that's supposed to open now. We can talk about that.
March 31st. March 31st.
When?
March 31st. We can go. We can go during our April trip.
Joe.
Kill the usurper.
Birthday trip at Trader Sam's.
I think that sounds good. I'll go text Lane. Let's go do this thing right now.
Kill the usurper. Oh. I got to see Lane last weekend. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, because we know, Mike, we know you don't like it, Mike, because it doesn't have any relations to the Ventures Club directly. So, also, the kitchen at the Hard Rock Hotel has fried pretzel sticks for Derek Bergen. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Listen to your pal, Lane Nichols. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, I remember when you didn't want to do any of that kind of stuff, so.
We got a question.
who would win in a race?
From
Cage or Tom Cruise?
From the Gen Tracker. Talking about people that Mike did not want to have any part of. I would say Nick Cage.
No.
Really?
Yes.
No, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise dude.
Runs in every movie, dude.
Dude, he's Ethan Hunt, bro.
Nick Cage would just be so crazy, just pull out a gun and shoot Tom Cruise. And then just finish
it. No, Nick Cage would just yell about bees or something stupid like that.
With his crazy eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, Tom Cruise would get in his cool Mission Impossible run, which is actually super goofy looking. And he would just, he would burn Nick Cage.
And I like the trackers. Jerk.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Who doesn't like the trackers? I mean, they're awesome.
I don't watch their videos religiously like you do, but I like them.
I saw them at Cowfish. With some dude from Orlando United.
Yeah, some loser.
Were they getting terrible service also?
Yeah, it's okay. It wasn't the greatest. I don't know. I don't know about their service. They were upstairs in like the penthouse suite. I was down in the bar, you know, with poppers.
Yeah, they were hitting up all the exclusive drinks with Mike Aiello.
Oh, we got two new questions.
Two new questions from Mike Perry. Any hints, even small, about Toon Lagoon, Marvel Island Makeover, or Star Trek? Pretty pleased with Antihito's guac on top.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Marvel's a thing that we've
Yeah, I mean, somebody else brought it up, so we could talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean, kind of piggybacking off what we said last episode, it needs help.
We've heard things for a while about Marvel. This kind of got brought up because Spirit on WDW Magic seemed to be hinting that, I don't know, I saw the screen cap that someone put up on Orlando United that something's going to happen that's going to put Walt Disney World fanboys in a tizzy at IOA. And the way I read it, I think he was saying that Marvel is going away, but that's not going to happen. I think we can pretty safely say that that's not going to happen.
The exact opposite, y'all.
Right. It's And I don't want to talk. I don't think we should talk too much about it, just because.
Yeah.
Who knows if it's actually happening or when it's going to happen? All that kind of stuff.
Well, we don't want to. We can't talk too much about it, just because.
Right. I don't want to step on feet and get.
Put the car before the horse.
Yeah. Get angry. Yeah. You know, fanboys after us when we say a detail wrong. But yeah, Marvel should be hopefully changing soon, not to anything different than Marvel, just a better version of itself.
Yes.
So, yeah, hopefully that happens.
Needs it.
What about Toon Lagoon? Yes.
Who knows?
Wait and see, trademark.
Yeah, one day it'll be something. Wait and see.
Yeah. It's not going to last forever. It's just a question of
nothing when. Lasts forever, especially water features.
Or stairs.
Disneyland lasts forever. Disneyland forever.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite tweets I saw was Bryce, who texted out saying, "I hope Disneyland forever is like Batman forever."
I used to see you. Oh, no, that's
Batman and Robin. Robin. Yeah.
Damn it.
Did y'all see the... Did y'all see the tweet from the fake Disney media who put that the actual name when the Disneyland Forever show was introduced is Disneyland for the first time in forever?
For the first time in forever.
You see, Mike knows Frozen. See, there we go. Star Trek.
Star Trek.
I think it's pretty much it's dead.
I don't know about Star Trek
anymore. Yeah, I thought it was dead. I don't know. It got reignited recently, but I'm still going with Dead in the Water.
It just could be more some echoes from previous info or whatever.
Yeah. Echo.
And yes, Antihito's guac is amazing.
Yes. This is true.
This is very true.
So good.
From Mr. Monkey on Twitter, he asked, what's worse, a selfie stick or taking pictures with a tablet? I say selfie stick. Selfie stick. Easily selfie stick.
I don't get the hate with the tablet thing. I mean, if that is your prerogative.
No, it's really dumb. What?
Well,
I don't care.
The problem with the
it's like old Japanese people who are doing it, so let's not hate on them.
Well, the problem with the tablet is that's like the only device they use to take a photo because it has a larger screen, so it must take better pictures.
Yeah, they
even though that's not true at all. And then second of all, the worst part is they all have those iPad smart covers. So then they hang the smart cover underneath. So when they're holding it up in front of you, it's like this giant like piece of cardboard they're basically holding up in front of you, blocking your view.
I enjoy it because they zoom in and I can see the fireworks better.
Yeah, the simulacra right there. and plus, I think iPads are going to be changing their kind of usage cases because I can see that being like the next kind of film situation where that's actual photography and film editing right on the device, but whatever. That's an Apple discussion for later. So from Zach Nichols, he asks, toilet paper, under or over? I'm an over guy.
I don't understand the question.
You know when you put a toilet paper in the roll, like the little roll holder? Does it go over?
No.
Or does it go under?
I don't care.
Over.
I do over because it just makes sense. You see it, so you get it then.
I think Jennifer does over.
Yeah, there you go. Proper answer.
If I put it in there, it doesn't go on the toilet paper roll because I don't. Like,
so what happens what happens is that the brown thing just stays on there and just the other.
Like, exactly.
The roll.
In my apartment, I never used it. Like, it just sat there. But then when I got married, now it goes over now. So.
I have people over too often to not do that.
I don't care.
Sean's popular. From the new owner of Orlando United, Tyler Strickland asks, "Is anyone
wrong?
Winning?
Wrong?
Did I say United
former?
I said United. Oh my god! I'm sorry, Orlando former.
Brian.
Sorry, Brian. Freudian slip.
Oh, Joe. Joe, go to Joe.
There's only one Orlando website in my heart, and that's Orlando United. Orlando Informer asks, is anyone awake?
Well done. This is just that's a what test. I was laughing at, by the way, a second ago.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Just a test.
Oh, another thing that came out. Walt Disney World announced that they just distributed their 10th million Magic Band.
Oh, God.
Does that seem low, y'all?
Did they give everybody 10?
Yeah, that seems low considering the fact that my last trip in June, I got like 3 of them. So, that seems low.
Because it's been like a year and a half, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, that seems low.
I mean, if you have an annual pass and stay on property, you get a new Magic Band. If you stay at more than one resort during your trip, you get more than one Magic Band. So that just seems, I don't know, maybe we're trying to spin into something different, right. But I don't know.
I have zero Magic Bands.
I've got two. I've got an interesting question for y'all that I've actually been thinking about since we talked about the Parkscope Weekend thing.
Mm-hmm.
Since we've waited, like, it's now what, been almost 5 months or so, 4 months since Halloween Horror Nights, and you look back on the houses, is what you had as your favorite house different than the one that you would like to go through right now? Because mine is.
No.
I don't know. I didn't really love any of them, so it's whatever.
Could you say that?
Yeah, Sean's a Horror Nights hater.
Yeah, could you say
yeah,
that?
Clearly.
Yeah, could you say all that again,
all right.
Nick?
All right, so like right, like Horror Nights, my favorite Holy, house was Halloween. You know,
yeah,
that was my favorite house.
Yeah.
But as I sit here now and I think about it, and if I could go through any house, I would prefer to go through Giggles and Gore.
I want to do Halloween again. I'd rather do Halloween. I like Giggles and Gore a lot, but I'd rather do
Halloween is bad.
Halloween.
I love Giggles and Gore.
Good.
It's just kept like
I like the cue video and the music.
Halloween's my egg. What can I say?
I like Halloween too.
Meat.
So the next question comes again from Mike Perry.
We got a question?
Yeah, Cedar Fair owned Worlds of Fun is having its first ever food and wine festival this year. Will you be making the epic journey? No, but no. I want to see Cedar Point make one. Cedar Point Food and Wine Festival, that'd be awesome.
Beer Fest.
What about
Oh yeah.
What about SeaWorld Ohio's Food and Wine Festival?
That's not SeaWorld anymore, man. That's Whitewater Kingdom or whatever. May it rest in peace. It's always too soon. I drive around my local neighborhood and I still see Geauga Lake signs for crying out loud. From Derek Bergen, instead of baby date game, let's have your favorite dates when you expect Kong to open. Closest gets our Cowfish Orlando Shake on me.
Whoa.
So what are you guys' guesses on openings for Kong?
Opening or soft opening?
Instead of the baby date game, let's have you four give dates when you expect Kong to open.
So let's go grand opening.
Okay.
Grand opening. March 1st, 2016.
Mike?
I gotta look at a calendar. I'm looking at a calendar. Give me a second. Doop, 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 doop. I'm gonna go with March 16th, 2016.
Sometime before the 20th anniversary ends.
Okay. I'm going to go with $1. No, I'll actually, you know what? screw it. August 1st, 2015. Boom, there you go. I'm also amazingly saying that because I'm lactose intolerant and I probably can't have it.
August?
So.
August 2015, are you drunk?
Well, I just had Gemini and Gemini is delicious.
Wait, 2015. That's this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, why aren't you sharing what you have? Because clearly you're on something.
Just saying.
All right.
According to Kendra, they're not playing the Tapestry of Nations music after Illuminations tonight, so this is a major travesty.
Do they still celebrate you? Play Celebrate You after Illuminations?
Yeah, the We Go On and all that stuff, yeah.
The Cordon Bleu version of Celebrate You.
No, I don't know.
Did you say Cordon Bleu?
The Cordon Bleu. Cordon Bleu.
Cordon Bleu.
Lou Mangiello's eating sushi. Oh, by the way, no, we haven't gotten more new questions, but something really cool that Foxy brought up on Passport to Dreams is that she's talking about reviewing every single one of the souvenir VHS or DVD videos from Disney World.
Ah, we got a question.
We just got a question. Do you want to do this one, Nick? Your honors.
Pepsi or Coke from Brian?
Oh, easy answer. Easy answer. Coke.
From Lord Bryminian.
In honor of theme park review, Pepsi.
I don't drink pop anymore.
Oh, wow. Pop. Yeah,
I don't drink pop anymore. Sorry, guys.
I prefer Strawberry Fanta.
I like Coke. I like Faygo.
Coke is the only answer. Coke is so much better.
Yeah.
Orange Faygo, guys.
You know, I drink more Coke than anything, but I would just as soon have a Pepsi. I just don't care either way, actually.
No, if I go to a place and ask for a Coke and they say, is Pepsi okay? I say no, and I get root beer.
If I go to a place and I say a Coke and they ask me if Pepsi's okay, I'm like, that's what I said.
Yeah, because you're from Georgia.
Yeah. No, if I say a Coke and they don't ask me what type of Coke, so, you know, you can say Sprite or Mountain Dew or whatever, you know, then something's wrong.
Yeah, I don't know what his problem is.
from LeDrew's Brew asks, fold or crumple? I think he means toilet paper.
Fold?
Yeah, fold.
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 That was a conversation on Stern this week. Maybe that's where he got it from.
Probably.
Unless you're in a public bathroom, because those toilet dispensers, they don't work good. So yeah, that's a crumple.
Because Howard thought, he said that only crazy maniacs would fold their toilet paper.
Apparently we're all crazy maniacs.
Yeah, I would expect.
All right, are we done?
I don't know. We don't have any more questions. We've been at this for an hour and a half. Yeah.
Give us a Ryan Kennedy question. Let's end on a Ryan Kennedy question.
Do you want to pull one up, Mike? I can't do it, really.
No.
I don't have that access right now. Let's look.
Do you want this? Did y'all see that conversation?
No, do you want this?
No, it literally was, do you want this? He said no. And it said, why you no want this?
Okay. I'm trying to find... I don't see one of his tweets in a while. So I can't pull up one of his questions.
Ask me a question.
Yeah, well... I think we're kind of stuck now, guys. So, Mike, where can we find you online?
At Slidell Jazz Fest. Taking place May 23rd, 2015 in Heritage Park.
Also, we also can find you at Imagineer 6 on Twitter.
At Lou Mangiello.
Yeah. Nick, where can we find you at?
Georgia.
Cool. Sean, you're blocking everyone on Twitter, so.
Are you at the Florida Georgia line, Nick?
No.
Gross. Screw that, man.
And you can find me at Parkscope. Joe, you can find all of us at Parkscope. You can find us at parkscope.net. Other things. Yeah. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Give us a review.
Dude.
What?
Game of Thrones is playing at the IMAX Theater in CityWalk right now.
Oh, my.
Yeah, cool. Sophie Turner came to the Hollywood CityWalk last night for it. New Jean Grey.
Nice.
Sansa Stark.
Nice.
Cool. So, I guess that's it. See you guys later. Take care. Mike.
Hello, everybody. Hit everything. Kungaloosh!